they had suspected from the beginning that Sirhan was a Manchurian candidate. Now, for your audience, in case they don't know what a Manchurian candidate is, a Manchurian candidate is a person that commits a crime under hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And the source is a very famous book and movie. The movie's been made twice.
Yes, it has.
In this country,
mm-hmm.
called The Manchurian Candidate. All right, so they call him a Manchurian candidate, and I frankly wasn't buying into it. And I've always been very independent, so I just kept my investigation independent of theirs, and I kept moving on by myself. And so when I see this, and I'm reading this story about Sirhan claiming this, when you surf in the internet, you see other stories on a column on the right-hand side of other videos in which they tell you, if you like that video, maybe you'll like this one.
Right.
And in doing that, I saw a story about the Nixon attempts to scuttle the Paris peace talks.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there, and I started listening to that. And I knew about this attempt to scuttle the Paris peace talks. There have been a couple of books written about it. It's history.
Mm-hmm. And they haven't
paid much attention to it here.
In this country,
it's history, but they're not paying attention to it.
And let me just add that this relates to a connection between a Nixon supporter, Anna Chenault, and alleged contacts that she made with the ambassador of South Vietnam, including an intercepted phone call shortly before the 68 election, where she said, the boss says, hang on, we're going to win. And this is apparently evidence of an October surprise. And as you point out in the book, we've seen these from virtually every presidential candidate since. And this is, I think, a very significant connection that at least deserves, deeper investigation.